Dale Kirby, the Minister of Education, and Siobhan Cody, the Minister responsible for the status of women, met on Wednesday with members of the English School District, the Newfoundland and Labrador Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Center, and the Provincial Advisory Council for the Status of Women to discuss the province's Safe and Caring Schools policy and Mr. Kirby's plan to revamp the Schools Act. In a moment, we'll get some reaction to what the minister had to say on the go yesterday from a listener and from the president of the NLTA. But first, here's a brief reprise from Dale Kirby about the goal of Wednesday's meeting.
To hear what those groups of folks had to say, to sort of talk about the events that went on and to talk about how we can, you know, move forward and put things into place to ensure that survivors of sexual violence aren't re-victimized and that, don't experience any further trauma as a result of sexual violence. I know the Newfoundland Labrador English School District tried to do what they could. They felt encumbered by the current wording of the Schools Act, so that would be one area that we'll be looking at, and I've committed to bringing forward a recommendation to Cabinet for a legislative amendment to put language in there that's much more explicit around suspension, homeschooling, education in alternate settings, because the fact is, Ted, the Act says that children are entitled to education, but that doesn't necessarily mean at a specific location, obviously.
So in this case, the problem was the alleged assaults happened off school property, so the school said its hands were tied. You want to change that?
Well, I think we have been more clear about what our expectations are. I'm a parent. I wouldn't want my child having to come face to face with a person in this instance. And those are the sorts of things we have to do. I mean, the thing that struck me about all this, and I was fairly disappointed to read it because, there was a quote from a parent, a mom. She said, there's a sacred trust or something to that effect. You know, we entrust our children to the school system, and there's an implicit assumption, amongst us parents that there's safety and security and involved. And that person felt was violated in this case. And, I tend to agree. And, it's up to us to take leadership and to do something to make sure that when something like this arises again, and I'm not naive enough to think that it won't, because, we have to be realistic that we can put measures into place to more appropriately address victims of sexual violence.
And again, that is the Education Minister, Dale Kirby, speaking on Thursdays On the Go. Joining me now in the studio is Dean Ingram. He's the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Mr. Ingram, welcome to On the Go.
Welcome, and thank you for having me.
So what do you make of the government's intention to revamp the School Act?
Well, we certainly commend the department. We certainly think the minister is certainly on the right path. And certainly the NLTA, the province's teachers, are obviously very supportive of any measures that would allow schools and school districts to be better positioned to address issues such as that which arose in Stephenville and any similar instances.
What kind of things? I want to expand the conversation past what happened in Stephenville, because we've all listened to that. But what kinds of things do your teachers, the teachers you represent, see in the classroom that can't be dealt with under the current conditions? What kind of things need to be addressed in this revamp?
Well, I think there's a clear understanding from every educator and every parent and everyone involved in education that, yes, every child absolutely has a right to a quality education. Every child absolutely has a right, and in accordance to tangential that, a right to that education in a safe and caring environment. I think it's very important that student-student violence, which we know is in the classrooms. We also know that there's also student-teacher violence that occurs. I know, for example, just on that point alone, we've had 87 reports of student-teacher violence in the past year, and we think that's something that needs to be addressed.
Where students have been violent towards teachers.
Yes, absolutely. There's instance of teachers with broken bones, concussions, bruising, etc., spat upon. These instances are occurring in our school system, and that's certainly not to downplay in any sense or imagination other instances, but these are the sorts of things I think a re-examination of the schools that can provide provisions for providing every child with an education, but being done so in a safe and caring environment for all students and teachers, like, a certain, we think, something that is very important and critical.
But what happens in a situation like that now? If you're the teacher and I'm the student and I punch you, don't I get expelled?
Well, there are limitations in the Schools Act in terms of what can and cannot be done. There are certainly problems with that. There's other measures that can be taken, and I think the situation in Stephenville did put a light on some of those limitations in terms of what can and cannot be done under the current legislation.
Right, and in that one specifically, just to remind people, the alleged assaults happened off school property outside of school times, so that created a problem for what action you could take against the man accused of it.
There's significant measures there, and again, these are, everyone is entitled to due process. However, it's also very important that every student, every teacher, be positioned such that they can operate in a learning environment conducive for all, and certainly one that's in a safe and caring one for all, teachers and students alike.
Now, one of the things that I didn't get to discuss with Mr. Kirby yesterday, but earlier in the week I spoke with Tony Stack from the English School District, as you know, about the need to update the act to reflect the impact social media has on student lives and the school environment. What do you think needs to happen on that front?
I think nationally there's certainly a lot of attention across the Canadian Teachers Federation about some of the impacts on social media, different avenues along that, students exposed to social media, limitations to devices in the classroom. This is certainly something that's relatively new in the school system. And a lot of schools are struggling with policy in town to address exactly that, student access to these devices. Cyberbullying is real. There's been a long-standing policy that we certainly think that's something that needs to be addressed. It lends itself to some of the concerns we have with student mental health concerns and issues. I think in numerous media outlets, CBC certainly being one of them, we know there's been a large number of reports of concerns regarding student mental health, a number of tragedies in this province in the past month alone, which highlight the impact and concerns about student mental health concerns. We think addressing that to allow for stronger measures to basically help police, stronger policies that actually allow better regulation in terms of the use and access to social media in the learning environment. I think these are things that need to be examined wholesale.
Are there any other major areas as they go to revamp both the Safe and Caring Schools policy and the Schools Act itself? Are there any other major areas that you think need to be addressed?
I think there needs to be a certainly turning to what best serves students. I think there's certainly a large number of things that could be examined, certainly access to materials. I think allowing for site-based management. But I think the biggest thing I think that we need to do with this is that if the Department of Education, our government, wants to design an effective educational policy and procedures, it's critically important that there be a great degree of consultation with those that know education best, that being the professional educators. It's certainly a model we seem to be having at present. And certainly, I think it would be fair to say, I know Mr. Kirby referenced yesterday, that is that we have a professional working relationship at DATE, and I certainly agree with that. And that's come about because of a degree of discussion and dialogue. I think at present it's safe to say that we do feel that we are being listened to and consulted, and we're looking forward to having that continue. And the best design of any educational policy involves those that know education best, that being educators.
The minister wants to present new legislation in this setting of the House, which starts in a couple of weeks. Is there going to be enough time? It doesn't have to happen in 2 weeks because, of course, the sitting will go on for 6 weeks or a couple of months. But is there enough time between now and whatever date in this spring sitting to put the legislation forward to consult everybody who needs to be consulted, the teachers, the parents, and I think most importantly, the kids themselves, perhaps?
I would agree with that. There might be a process, but unless that consultation is done, it's better to get it done right and actually make sure the consultation is done to get the legislation right rather than simply rush it through. I think the indication of that degree of consultation that Minister Kerr made reference to yesterday would certainly serve a more productive process. And drafting legislation without that degree of consultation is really, in all honesty, drafting legislation that I feel will not meet the needs as intended.
And we are all adults, those of us here in the media, you, the teachers, the people in the government, we're all adults making decisions about kids. And in the end, it's going to be our decision. Mm-hmm. But is it important that we give the students themselves an opportunity to have their voices heard in all of this?
Well, I would suggest yes. Certainly, obviously, the student concerns, these are the ones that are in the school system. They need to be certainly part of the equation. Absolutely. I certainly would be in favor of having consultation with all stakeholders that have an important role to play in crafting any new legislation and crafting any new policy and direction.
All right, well, we'll see how this all turns out. We'll talk about it again another day.
Thank you so very much.
That is Dean Ingram. He is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. Now, one of the other things that Dale Kirby and I talked about yesterday was what to do about bullying in schools. That part of the conversation has prompted a call to talk back. It was when I wondered whether 20 years of anti-bullying messages were having any effect, seeing that bullying happens still on an almost daily basis in our schools. And the Minister of Education had this to say in response.
We've put a lot of effort and resources into the Safe and Caring Schools policy, and I get a number of emails every month from concerned parents who tell me stories about how their children, are being bullied in school. Again, as a parent, that upsets me. I wouldn't want my child to be on the receiving end of some of the things, of hair-raising things. We still have hazing in schools as it relates to sporting teams and organized groups. I wouldn't say that we'll 100% eradicate it in my lifetime. I think the best thing that we can do is to put measures into place and to provide supports to students so that things are better for them than it was for, the children who were in the grade the previous year, and better than when it was when you and I were in school. So, we have to be ever vigilant, I guess is what I'm saying, and to continue to improve, and not to just think that we put something into place and that's the end of it. Now we've got it addressed and things will be fine from now on. I think we have to be realistic about society, about human nature, about problems that we have that are systemic, and to ensure that we're ever vigilant and we don't kid ourselves and say that we got the problem solved now and now we can do something else.
Good afternoon. Just listen to that interview with Dale Kirby. What a lot of bologna. You mentioned that this has been debated, bullying in the schools has been debated for over 25 years now. And my solution to that would be that they expose the bullies and not the individual who has been bullied, because that's what they've been getting away with for all this time. Expose the bullies and see how many more will bully after that.
Well, thank you for that call. What do you make of that suggestion? Or if you've got any comments on what Mr. Ingram or Mr. Kirby had to say, by all means, join the conversation. 1-800-465-6846 is the number to dial. Our email address is on the go at cbc.ca.